Time now for Trends Diary, where Boulder County residents of all ages share personal experiences that relate to a pressing community need. The focus for now is on our shared need to connect and solve problems, despite the increased isolation we're all experiencing during the COVID-19 pandemic. This project is brought to you in partnership with Community Foundation, Boulder County.
Dear Trends Diary, this is Dave Weil, and each week for nearly 20 years, I have helped put on a free-form community dance gathering called Conscious Dance Boulder. Until March, we rented space every Thursday night at Alchemy of Movement, a local dance studio, creating a habitat there for everything from contemplative movement to all-out tribal romps. But then COVID came along and Alchemy closed its doors. The studio has reopened, but our conscious dance model didn't really work with the limited number now allowed inside. We were wondering how to continue these sacred and necessary gatherings. We thought about moving them to the parking lot, but rejected that idea because of the aesthetic vacuum that it presented. Then we learned about portable speakers that work on internal batteries and still have great sound. We bought one, experimented a bit, and then bought another along with battery packs to power an audio mixer, a laptop, and lights, and we started dancing again. Since May, we've danced in a downtown park with a local DJ every Saturday and Thursday evening. By the way, check out Conscious Dance Boulder on Facebook for our locations. And each week our setup gets more exacting and dialed in. It's 100% battery powered, 100% bicycle transported, and 100% free. We invented social distancing hoops, 6+ foot diameter PVC hoops to give folks a greater sense of safety and protection, and provide a hand sanitizer station asking that folks wear masks and respect social distancing. A team of 5 people share responsibility setting up, taking down, and monitoring the vibe to make sure everyone stays safe. We've had no community complaints about the group gathering or the noise. Everybody is just out there under the sky dancing. COVID's arrival was a mixed blessing. Obviously, it upended everything, but it also pulled us outdoors. And personally, I hope that we can make the outdoor ecology of these dances permanent from spring into late fall. Come winter, we are looking to rent a large indoor space where we can spread out and be safe. It's just so important to keep dancing. And as an update to that piece, I'd like to just mention that we'll start again this spring, probably in April. We'll have the same model. We'll keep everybody safe and well distanced until we get the vaccine. And I hope to see you all out there dancing. Keep an eye out. And thanks for listening.
Feeling inspired? Do you have your own story of making connections or solving problems during this time of physical isolation? Then visit www.commfound.org. Look for Trends Diary and share your experience with Community Foundation Boulder County. Your submission could wind up on these KGNU airwaves.